This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first primetime address to the nation tonight to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lockdowns. In a preview of his speech, Biden expected to use the moment to pitch toward the future and how prospects will be improved by passage of his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill. Biden's challenge Thursday night will be to honor the sacrifices made by Americans over the past year while encouraging them to remain vigilant despite the promise of vaccines. The president will sign the COVID relief bill into law on Friday. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday that the current vaccination levels indicate the United States could reach pre-pandemic levels of normal life by late August or early September. Fauci made the comment during a virtual news briefing on herd immunity by the White House COVID-19 response team. Fauci said the best estimates regarding when herd immunity would be reached and enough people are considered immune from the virus range from 70 to 85% of the U.S. population. Herd immunity doesn't make any one person immune, and outbreaks can still flare up. It means that a virus is no longer easily jumping from person to person and helping to protect those who are still vulnerable from catching it. For more news, join us at voanews.com by remote. This is VOA News. A tourist bus plunged into a deep ravine on Indonesia's main island of Java late Wednesday, killing at least 27 people and injuring 37 others, some seriously. The bus was carrying a group of Islamic junior high school students and their parents when the crash occurred. Survivors told the authorities that the brakes apparently malfunctioned on the bus. People in Ginza Shopping District in Tokyo observed a minute of silence on Thursday to mark the 10th anniversary of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. The 9.0 quake that struck in 2011 set off a massive tsunami that swept far inland, destroying towns and causing meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. More than 18,000 people died, mostly in the tsunami, and nearly 500,000 people were displaced. 10 years later, more than 40,000 people are still unable to return home, most of them from Fukushima, where areas are still off limits due to the radioactive contamination. No deaths have been confirmed directly from the radiation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urging Myanmar's military to restore democratic control to the country following last month's coup. Guterres spoke at the UN Security Council, that is, unanimously calling for reversal of the military's coup in Myanmar, strongly condemning the violence against the peaceful protesters and calling for the utmost restraint by the military. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the council's 15 members that includes China. The movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. The February 1st coup reversed years of internationally supported progress toward democracy in Myanmar after 5 decades of military rule and international isolation. And the U.S. Senate voting Wednesday to confirm Merrick Garland as the U.S. Attorney General, the vote 70-30, with several high-profile Republicans voting to confirm. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.